wanna be my friend, you had better go and get a pen. And maybe we could keep in touch, like they did in the old days, it wasn't so long ago. Oh, and I wish you well. Sign your pen pal.
Dan, do you want to be the one that starts?
Yep.
And how are you going to start? Kind of run it by me so I can either approve or disapprove that you start.
Probably like with a lot of energy.
All right. Well, let me hear two takes.
Okay.
Okay.
Dear friends, welcome to an episode of Pen Pals. I'm Daniel Van Kirk along with
Rory Scovel.
You feel good about it?
I do. I actually like that. No need to run the second one.
Okay.
I like that one enough. Yeah. Nice.
I think we got it that time.
Just getting our toes wet, just putting our toes into the hot tub of a podcast right now.
I want to start off by thanking every single person that's been sending us letters. And I mean real letters, DMs. The slide is open.
Emails, mm-hmm. DMs.
If you're listening to this and you don't know what form to contact us in, you can do that at the Pen Pals Pod on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
and Twitter and Gmail. And our address, which I wish I knew right now off the top of my head. But I imagine, as we're in these early episodes, eventually I will learn it. 1700 West Burbank Boulevard?
Or maybe just...
91506.
Or maybe just right then we drop it in.
What's that?
We just drop it in and it very tonally it doesn't match. And
oh, later?
It's so clearly dropped in. Like right now.
1700 Burbank Boulevard, Burbank, California, 91506. Care of the Pen Pals Pod, Daniel Van Kirk and Rory Scovel.
Yeah, that's so it. That's
the address, yeah, Dan. Thank you.
Yeah, of course, man. Top of my head.
Mm-hmm. We're pen pals, and if what you maybe already know or what you don't know, what this show is, this is your podcast. We just talk about it. So all those letters that Dan's talking about. Either emails or DMs or letters, like you just send us stuff that you got going on in your life or things you're interested in. It doesn't have to be personal. It can be.
Yeah.
It can be a ghost story. It can be something about a wedding. It can be literally any topic you want to talk about. We can't promise that we will read that letter or ever mm-hmm. get to it because we're actually getting way more than we thought we would get. But there is a chance that the more interesting and engaging that letter and topic sounds, there's a good chance we're going to want to get into it. And for today, we've chosen some that
I think it's interesting to think about. If you're going to send us a letter, there's just different categories of like, hey, what is your opinion on blank? Or another one is, did you hear about the blank? Or I need help figuring out blank. So they don't necessarily all need to be advice. It'd be how you would write a letter or correspondence to any friend of yours who would be like, can you believe that this happened?
Yeah.
And say what that is. That's something that affected your life. There's times in your life where you're like, I really don't know which car to get. Do you have this type of car? Whatever you would say to your friend. And then we'll be
here. Your
pen pal.
Whatever you would say to your pen pal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I think that we've just gone these. I love, too, that in these early episodes, people are someday going to go back, probably in the Smithsonian, and mm-hmm. listen to these and be like, oh, wow, they really hadn't figured out the show yet.
Yeah. And then also in our later episodes, when people look back, they go, man, I can't believe they never figured out what the show was.
Yeah, and it was so obvious they didn't like each other anymore. Mainly due to never figuring out what the show was supposed to be.
God, the tension between them was so crisp the whole time.
Well, Do you want to do one?
Before we do one, I just want to know, is there any chance you're trying to see fish this summer or this fall? Or are you trying to catch any Dave Matthews Band?
Me?
Asking you, Dave Matthews Band this summer or this fall?
I do have concerts I want to go to.
Name?
None of them are...
Give me some. Give me some flavor. Let me get to know... Our audience, I think music is a great way to get to know people. And if we are pen pals with these people, let's let people know this is who you're pen pals with.
Dan, I want to get tickets to Fleetwood Mac.
I like that. I already like that. We did lose some listeners just now.
No.
But I do like that.
I want to get tickets to... This might be after we actually recorded this, which I don't find have a problem admitting. Steely Dan and Doobie Brothers?
Of course. That's magical. We just gained some listeners back.
Do you know who I say I want to see every year and I've only ever seen once is My Morning Jacket?
Oh, that's a good concert.
That's my favorite band. Yeah, I went with the Gibson Amphitheater here by myself. Only time I ever went to a concert by myself.
Which is the way to go to a concert.
You do that.
I love going by myself.
Are you going to Phish this year?
I want to.
Didn't you go to four shows last year in a row?
No.
Wasn't that a thing in New York?
I haven't seen them a lot. I haven't
you
seen
have
them.
Or have not?
I think I've seen them like a fair weather fan. I've gone when I can go.
Wasn't
but I don't
a thing
make a huge
Brooklyn?
Effort.
At the Barclays Center or something?
Not me. No. I wanted to go when they were in Jersey a few years ago, and I was going to go all three nights
That's
for their Halloween thing.
Yeah.
And I couldn't go. I missed them a lot because of scheduling. So I'm going to
try
to
fan.
Go this year. I'm a Phish fan. That concert is a very fun
And you like
concert.
Going alone?
I love going by myself.
Really?
It's a great atmosphere.
Because you don't have to worry about anybody else?
You're just there. You're in it. You're high. You're dancing around. You look like an idiot. You don't have to hope that the person you're with is having fun. You're just, it only matters if you're having fun.
Don't you hate that feeling when you're at a concert?
Hate it.
You're kind of like singing Move Along and you're noticing that the person next to you isn't as much. And you know them. And then you're like, are you enjoying this?
And they're like, I don't know. I gotta go to the bathroom. You're like, you know what? Why don't you then?
Yeah, I was at a Mustard Plug concert once, and my buddy next to me, I was like, dude, aren't you having fun? He's like, I'm not jumping around like a jackass like you. And I go, oh, no, you're just not having a good fucking time like me. Not friends with that guy anymore. Believe it or not.
Yeah, and that friend was Jared Kushner, ladies and gentlemen.
He broke up with me. I'm not going to lie.
Jared left Dan.
Mm-hmm. At that Mustard Plug show.
Guys, Dan and I, you know, the way of communication these days, everything is such hashtags and stuff. So the Pen Pals, one of our hashtags is Jared Left Dan. And that's our that's a very official hashtag.
I would like to say, before we get into this.
Yeah.
If we haven't done it already, thank you to everyone who was with us in our previous incarnation of doing a show.
And you know who you are. Pound Cake Pod, folks.
This won't cater to you in the same way, but we thank you for your patronage.
Yeah. And clearly you're going to... And honestly, if you got through all of Pound Cake and you're a fan of that, I can't imagine you leaving us ever for anything.
I agree.
That's a ride with no wheels. Yeah. We went on a ride with no wheels. That's exactly
So
right.
How do you want to do this? Do you want to go first? How do you want to do it today? Do you want me to go?
Is there a way that we know in the future? We could now figure out right now. How do we figure out who goes first?
I don't know.
But there could be thing.
We could do Karen and Georgia style. I think we would just switch it up every week. Who goes first and who goes second? We could do a coin flip.
Do we do an official coin flip?
I don't even have a coin. And I'm going to assume you don't either.
What number?
Yeah, you don't have a coin.
I have a one or a two behind my
back.
What
does that matter?
This is a trust thing. This is just like flipping a coin. I have a one or a two, and I'm not going to change it. It is what it is.
Two. I knew it. But we didn't establish whether me getting it right meant I went first
it means
or
you get
second.
It means you get to decide. You're captain. In a coin flip and a spade, they're like, well, which side do you want? Do you want the ball first?
Oh, that's fair.
Yeah.
Okay. In that that game that's going extinct called football.
I don't mind going first. We did all that, and then I'm like, let me do it.
No, I'll go.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, you ready?
I am ready. Folks, the haters are going to say it's fake. These are real letters. These are real people.
I also want to say, as a reminder to people, let us know in your letter how you would like to be addressed.
Thank you.
Because I don't want to blow up anybody's spot that doesn't want that to happen.
Right.
All right. This one is from Phil Kajak. That's probably going to be a theme too, right?
How to say people's names?
Yeah.
Let's see if we can... Do you think that's the name?
Phil Kajak? It's how he signed it.
I bet you it's Phil Kajak. Phil
Kajak?
Kajak. Phil Kajak.
Okay.
Phil, let us know who won that.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Dan and Rory. First off, huge fan of you both.
Classic way to start a letter.
It is a good way to start a letter.
It's a good penmanship.
We've met in Chicago at shows, but I don't expect you to remember me. I'm the bearded guy in glasses in a hoodie. There are seas of us. That's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
This podcast sounds fantastic, so let me get right to it. A few years back, I read about a group of L.A. thieves called the Hole in the Ground Gang. Does that not sound like a Disney movie?
That's already...
The Apple Dumpling.
The Apple Dumpling Game.
And rather than paraphrasing, I want to quote the article from the 2009 LA Times, which means he has now brought on the LA Times to write his letter for him.
Which, I mean, that's not, that's a smart move. They're a professional company.
Let them do it. The Hole in the Grounds, the Hole in the Ground gang's first job was a First Interstate Bank at Spalding Avenue and Sunset Boulevard. We know where that is.
Yeah.
In June 1986, bank officials opened for business on Monday morning to find a 20 by 25 inch hole in the bottom of the vault. Deposit boxes strewn all over the floor and about $172,000 in cash missing. I like this letter already because this is a person who's like, let me write my friends and tell them about something they may not know about.
Yeah.
The contents of the boxes included a sketch of a young girl by Matisse. Right. Do you know who the artist Matisse is?
Of course I do. I study art.
I'm not going to lie.
I don't either.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
But that's one of those names that...
Isn't Matisse like flowers? Always an easy guess.
That's Monet.
That's what I said. I said Monet.
Okay. Investigators discovered a 100-foot-long tunnel that led to a storm drain. The thieves had punched a hole in the drain, which they apparently covered with plywood and fresh mortar. Is that right?
Mortar.
Mortar each time they left. To excavate the tunnel, the gang, working at night and on weekends, that's putting in time for the life you want, moved more than 3,000 cubic feet of dirt, making approximately 1,500 wheelbarrow trips during the excavation.
Can I, before, this is a long letter, by the way. We're going to get to all of it. Let me just, the friend of yours, hey, we're robbers.
Right.
I got an idea.
Yeah.
But literally every night, we will have to apply plywood and fresh mortar. Right there I go. I don't even know if you're saying that right. I'm out. Right there, I don't even know if you pronounce it right. I can't be involved.
That's the thing. Is, dude, 1,500 wheelbarrow trips
this is,
during excavation.
This is a reverse Shawshank Redemption. This is a reverse
Shawshank. To me, this is also one of those things where if you put as much work into trying to be successful as you are as trying to be a criminal, you wouldn't need to rob anybody.
They all would already be managers of this bank.
Right.
Yeah. Especially because, I mean, they would definitely be head of security. They know where the weaknesses are.
Yep. The sewer water would be dammed up, then released each night to sweep the dirt through the drain, investigators believed. Using a gas-powered generator or electric power, the intruders cut the 18-inch concrete vault floor with saws and drills. This is more of a story of other people not paying attention to what's happening around them. These guys are doing full-on construction work.
The amount of money they stole, $172,000.
Just on this
You're
one.
Already, it feels like they lost money on this job.
I would agree.
What you're saying, it already feels like they lost money. Like how many people? Who split this?
They left behind little evidence aside from some equipment and an enormous number of empty styrofoam coffee cups. That's egregious. Take your fucking cups. Take your cups. Also, 1986, DNA was happening, wasn't it?
That's egregious.
I mean, it says an enormous number. What do you think an enormous number is, 100? They had to be doing this for months.
Maybe this was like, they're like, we got to establish. It's like Home Alone. They're like, we got to establish our calling card.
We're the styrofoam bandits.
We're the styrofoam bandits. And then they were like, well, wait, why? Why would we leave the styrofoam cups all around? Like, because honestly, in the future, do you think you want to be called the Hole in the Ground Gang?
Right. And they're
like,
not going to go anywhere.
That's too Disney.
100 years from now, somebody could still find all these cups. Do you want to not be remembered?
Yeah. How do you want to be remembered?
Right.
Coffee cups or Hole in the Ground?
Right. Okay.
Wouldn't you? I mean, honestly, every single cup left, that's how much coffee they drank start to finish from this project. They were like, save every cup. Mm-hmm. We leave it in the bank to let them know, hey,
this
we drank
kind
a
of
lot
on you.
Of coffee.
Yeah, we were caffeinated and under your bank and
we
didn't
put
care.
A lot of money back into the economy as we were stealing this money.
Right.
We would go to 7-Eleven and we would get coffee.
Right.
And that's putting money back into the economy.
That's a good point.
All we did was they did was reimburse themselves for the amount of coffee they drank.
There's also like a 7-Eleven who's doing gangbusters. Like they really helped.
Day one, they're like, God, this is going to be such a long job. How are we going to get coffee? We'll buy it every night.
Right, from every night.
They get to the end. They have all the receipts. Well, what did the receipts total? The receipts totaled $171,000.
So we got to split up a grand. If it was 172, I don't even remember.
Well, wait, you didn't tally in. How much did the mortar cost? Oh, the mortar was $200,000.
Right. There's one guy who's like, I bought all of you guys hot dogs that one time I did it, so I got to get reimbursed for that.
None of this was worth it. $172,000. The expenses are through
the roof. They eventually were like, we need to rob. Like, they had only wanted 150, but they had to get 22 grand more to cover the hole they were in, literally and figuratively.
That's why they're called the hole in the ground. And also, they were just digging their own grave.
Yes.
No, these are the biggest idiots.
And every night they're listening to Dave Ramsey on the radio, who's like, you got to get your finances in order. Guys, is anybody else listening to this?
Guys, I don't think we're keeping track of our overhead.
We have a major cash flow problem.
Why are the shovels gold? What did that cost?
Look at how good we look.
Just go get a normal shovel.
Oh, that's
why are we all wearing tuxedos every night?
Because you dress for the place you're robbing, not the job you have.
They got in there like, all right, grab all the money. Like, you're not going to believe this. There's not $1 million here. There's $172,000 here.
Take it. We need it. We're in the red right now.
We'll grab it.
As the weeks went by, the FBI and Los Angeles Police Department received numerous tips. The villains, here's who they... When you hear numerous tips, half these people are always lying. The villains were city workers or Vietnam vets familiar with Viet Cong tunnels or Viet Cong themselves or a gang of troglodytes. That's my favorite one. Did you see Bone Tomahawk?
What does troglodyte mean?
People who like live in caves. Don't experience sunlight, I think, or something like
why not?
That.
They've like how do we get to troglodyte? Humans. Like, why not just go cave people? Why troglodyte?
I think that's the official scientific term of, like, there was a path in humanity where troglodyte was what you...
So that is a scientific description.
Yeah.
Troglodyte.
Yes.
And what does that come from?
Look it up.
Where do you find troglodyte?
Well, the other possibilities of who it was, as you looked that up, was derelicts and winos who inhabited the sewers.
All they did was name all the types of people.
I know. Also...
All right, here's what we think did it. It could either be a man or a woman or a child or an animal or a fungus or a bacteria that did this.
Do you really... First of all, winos feels offensive. Ever since that episode of Saved by the Bell.
Wino?
Yeah.
Yeah,
because isn't that what Zach calls that girl's dad?
A wino?
Yeah.
What does that mean? They like wine?
Yep.
I thought that meant, like, isn't that classy?
That's highbrow.
Isn't wine addiction? Kind of a highbrow addiction?
Also, do you see winos being like, hey, what do you want to do for the next 6 months? Every night, 1,500 times,
I'll tell you exactly what I want to do. Well, I want to get as much Merlot as we can find and dig a tunnel.
Like, it's not winos.
And reimburse our Merlot expenses. Troglodyte, person who lived in a cave, a hermit, a person who is regarded as being deliberately ignorant or old-fashioned. How does that third one get in there?
See Trump voters.
A person who is regarded as being deliberately ignorant or old-fashioned. How does that... That's just disrespectful to hermits.
Also, deliberately old-fashioned, so what? Everybody at a Cracker Barrel is a troglodyte?
Yeah. Oh, what? Because I like to get my ice cream sundaes at a soda shop, I'm a troglodyte?
It does. That's a wide net, too.
Oh, because I drink old fashions, I'm drinking troglodytes?
Phil then says, the rest of the story is here and provides a link. Which I don't know if that means he bailed on it or he himself was like, this letter's getting a little long.
Phil Kayak. He didn't care. He was like, I don't care.
I'm constantly blown away by this story. And this is what I love, too. Good job, Phil, on what you're about to say. The statute of limitations is up. So even if the thieves walked into the LAPD offices today, they couldn't be arrested. In fact, the LAPD has an open offer to talk to them with no repercussions. Wouldn't you do it at this point if you stole? Roy, you're my partner.
They're dead. They got to be dead.
You think?
They got to be dead. Well, they don't have to be dead. Why would you come forward? You would just inter. You would. I don't know. If I'm
Wouldn't
those
you
people,
write a book?
If someone goes the statute of limitations up, I'd be like, I don't even believe in that. I truly think it's a
They'll
trap.
They'll get me on something.
They'll something.
Yeah.
Something.
Here's what's crazy. So they did this in 86. The statute of limitations was up in 92.
Wait,
doesn't that
what?
Seem short?
6 years?
Yeah.
So all you got to do is be, is that for anything?
No, it can't be. No. No, there's
for
varying
robbery?
Levels. It must be. And it's a nonviolent crime.
It's also $172,000.
Right? Well, no, they ended up getting a lot more. I think they ended up all in all with other banks that they had, I read the whole thing, getting around like 250 grand. But people, they think that they were dumb because they left like $250 million in the safe deposit boxes that they could have ripped off.
And they didn't
and
grab
there was
those.
There was one bank robbery where they came in the next morning and they think they had gotten scared off, like they set off an alarm or something.
Yeah.
And they had stacks of cash that they just left there, so they like run out hastily. But nobody ever caught them, and nobody's ever come forward.
Yeah,
I think that you know how you really keep people quiet after a crime with money. We saw Goodfellas.
Yeah,
start killing everybody.
Yeah,
so that's why they haven't come forward because not everybody's around that was in on this.
They're dead now.
Right,
man.
But their styrofoam cup lives on.
How many total robberies did they pull off?
I think 3 or 4, and that no one knows where the Matisse is either. That's still gone.
Mattis. I'm pretty sure it's Mattis.
Oh, okay. Okay, here it is. They just want to know, the cops just want to know how they did it. But don't we know how they did it with a tunnel?
Tuxedos. The cops have the literally accomplished nothing.
The cops are like, there's a hole and all this money's gone. How did they do it? And no one has ever taken the cops up on it for coming in to talk. Here we go. My question is... This is for us, Rory.
Yep.
Who do you think is part of the hole in the ground gang?
Well, how society.
And what do you think they're doing now? They've spent it all.
They spent it all? Dan, they spent it all the first night.
Here's one. Out of all the comics and actors that you know, who is most likely to be a member of this group of criminal masterminds? Obviously, Wayne Fetterman.
I mean, you could pick, of course. You could pick
He had access, time, and...
He knows Mortar. He loves
Matisse.
I think
he likes coffee.
Loves
I know
coffee.
He eats bad food a lot, which he openly admits, so he's down for a 7-Eleven coffee.
He would easily do that.
Yes.
Yeah, you'd have to really be like, well, who...
You know who it wasn't? It wasn't Todd.
Who, Glass?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He would have walked into LAPD and told him he did it 20 years ago. The day after the statute of limitations came out.
Yeah.
Todd would have been like Talon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't Todd. I don't know who it... I don't know. Do you know... We don't have to name names. But do we know any comics that are criminals?
That are actually criminals?
And I don't mean like they got arrested. I mean like they're a criminal.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you do well in this business. Because you're like me, where a lot of times if I leave the green room, I like to leave... I don't want anything in my pockets.
Yeah.
And there's a trust there.
There's a major trust. There's a major green room trust.
Right.
And it can be broken and has been broken.
Oh, 100% has been broken.
That trust is broken when someone just brings the wrong friend in there. You're like, what are you doing, you fucking asshole?
And
that trust is broken sometimes by clubs, by being like, you guys don't care if we ruin this sacred space before you go up and put all your emotions on the line, do you?
There's nothing better than somebody's friend saying to you before your set, like... Oh, I saw you in Dallas, and like it wasn't as good as your other shows.
Yeah, but I like you.
Thanks, man. I'm about to go up.
Oh, all right. Well, here I go.
You still going to sit here?
Let me go walk on eggshells while you're in here judging me.
Judging. the place where I was like, well, at least I don't get judged in here.
Yeah.
Good
you
luck.
You know that they hate that they're called the Hole in the Ground Gang. Because they know there's so much
That's
more
what I'm
than
saying.
That.
It sounds so trivial.
Yeah, Tunnel Team is what they wanted to be called.
Right.
Tunnel Team.
Good luck with the show, Phil Keok.
Phil, great letter. Great.
It was fun. It was interesting.
Great letter for sure. I love that. I love that Phil is a halfway motivated journalist, investigative journalist, who said, here's the thing, I've researched a little bit.
Right.
You guys take it the rest of the way. That's a good pass.
Yeah,
that's a
I love
pen pal
any
pass.
Letter that's a bulk of copying and pasting.
We just shit on Phil for no reason at all. Phil's listening like, that was nice. I sent a thing to get you guys going.
Let's take a quick break.
Hashtag Jared left Dan.
Don't do that. All right, welcome back to Pen Pals. Rory is eating, I am talking, and you are here with us because you care.
Rory, I'm eating a banana. Jesus Christ, be healthy for once in your
life. That's okay.
Dan.
What are you, Michael Ian Black?
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, does he eat a lot of bananas?
I think he had a podcast built around, wasn't it they eat snacks? Wasn't that Michael Ian Black's podcast?
I don't know, but I love that.
Yeah.
Can we just change this show now and that's that? No, we just eat snacks and talk about them?
Yeah, and read letters?
Yeah.
Or just the snacks?
Can we eat snacks, talk about them, and read letters that are about snacks?
Are you a snacker?
I think I am.
No, you're not much of one.
Really?
I've never known you to just constantly eat. Like, Randy Sklar eats snacks.
What does
all
he go to? Sugar?
Carbs.
Hard
pretzels,
to not do that.
Nuts.
Hard to not carb.
Corn nuts.
First merch for our podcast, Hard to Not Carb. We'll literally sell anything that anyone will buy. We don't care what it is. Hard to Not Carb. Hashtag Jared Left Dan.
Then you're going to make that a thing. And then people are going to be like, which Jared? Because that gets tricky too. When's the last time we had a good Jared?
All of them.
When's the last time we had a good Jared? It's been a bad few years for
Jared. We haven't had a good Jared.
Jared
for
Leto
a while.
Went crazy. He was like sending people dead rats on set.
Yeah.
And then there was the Subway guy. I don't want to touch
Jared.
That.
What's his last name? Subway.
That sounded like I was describing what he did by saying I don't want to touch that.
Jared, I do want to touch that.
Right. That's
what
he wanted.
What's his last name?
I don't know.
Jared something.
Something.
And then Jared Kushner.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Jared Fogel. Nest. Okay. Yeah, put more food in your mouth before I ask you if you want to read a letter.
Okay,
don't
here
do
we
that.
Go.
You
here
are
go.
Losing the audience.
All right, I'm not going to chew. I know people hate it. They don't want to hear drinking. They don't want to hear eating.
Right.
Sorry that we're that level of real, though. We're
right.
Real people.
Right.
All right, here we go. I got a letter here.
Shuffle them around.
Hold on. When I read a letter, there's a jingle. Okay, let's go to the letters. And I want everyone to picture Dan and I walking over to letters. All right, Dan, you ready to go to the letters?
That'd be great.
Let's go to the letters.
Let's all go to the letters.
Letters.
Let's all go to the letters.
Letters. All right, I found a letter. This one isn't, it's not by a specific person. The Rye? I'm going to go with Ryan.
Okay.
It's Ryan?
Yeah.
It's an email, but it's not fully there, and I'm going to go Ryan.
No greeting, right?
Zero greeting, and I kind of like that. It fits what he's talking about, or she is talking about. I don't believe in free will. Wheel. I don't believe Free Willy was a good movie.
Oh, now get out.
Rip that up. Rip that letter up. I don't believe in free will. Every thought a person has is a product of their subconscious, which is a result of the structure of their brain, and it's dependent on genetics and external stimuli, both of which are out of our control. In fact, every time a person thinks they are making a conscious choice, the decision is made in the subconscious recesses of their brain beforehand. For example, if I were to ask you what you wanted for dinner, you might say ramen, but even though you think that was a free choice, your brain has already preconditioned tendency for ramen. So it seems that all of our behavior is predetermined by our brains and environmental triggers, and we are just along for the ride. I don't know.
Well, I'll say what they wrote.
IDK.
Yeah.
Not a question, not a greeting. Let's get to the etiquette of letters. This is a good time to talk about
right.
it. We're your pen pals,
right? Yeah, that was very cavalier.
Ryan, we're your pen pals, dude.
Yeah.
You're not going to open up and say, hey, how's your summer been? Hey, here's what I've been doing. I went to camp again. I was at camp.
Yeah, or like, guys, hope you're well. There's something that's been on my mind a lot lately.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
And I don't have a choice in the matter. That'd be a fun...
Hey, guys, writing you a letter against my will.
I just, or like, hey,
writing this despite not wanting to.
I wish I could say I decided to write you guys a letter, but I didn't. You'll know what I mean in the next sentence.
I chose to not greet you or truly end this letter.
Did we choose to read the letter?
Yeah. How did that come to be, Ryan? You got a lot of questions to answer. And since we can't hear your voice, you'll never get to defend yourself.
Everyone who's listening on a mind-altering drug right now, you're welcome.
Yes.
So he's saying...
fucking troglodyte, right, dude? Such a troglodyte.
Yeah, that is very old-fashioned. He's saying that he had no choice in writing this letter and we had no choice in reading it.
So all the... Here's my question.
He's saying he didn't even choose to not give us a pleasantry to open or close the letter.
Do I respect that? It's not good etiquette, but do you respect it when someone just goes, you know what? When someone gives you a plate of food, here's the meat you're excited about, and here's the sides, mm-hmm. and you only like mm-hmm. half of them. Mm-hmm. Don't a lot of times you start with the thing you like the least because you want to close with the thing you love the most?
Is that how you eat?
That's how I eat.
You eat in sections?
I eat in sections.
You really do.
I'll go bounce around, but when I get to the final bite, I want it to be the thing I really want the most. Yeah.
It's literally leaving a good taste in your mouth.
And is that something we decided?
I think if Rai Rai.
He went right to the meat. Let's get to, he or she went right to the.
How about you keep calling him a he and I'll call her a she?
I'll go he, you go she.
Okay.
He gets right to the meat and he goes, here's the last bite.
Right.
This isn't even a long letter.
I think if she had decided to email us or cared enough to actually handwrite this out, she would have done those things. But it's part of the... This was sent to us via Instagram, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, also...
This is an Instagram message.
Right. So, but my question is, do you believe in free will? Like, she doesn't.
Me?
Yeah.
Insert a... like Jeopardy.
I'm not the producer.
I know.
Tell Noah.
But I want also people to hear this.
Okay.
Insert the Jeopardy thing right there. Free will. Here we go. Bing! I really don't know.
Sorry, you've got to answer in the form of a question.
What is I don't have to? I don't know. Like, if you don't believe that we actually make these choices, then does that mean that you believe that there's like a predetermined script of how all of the does that mean that?
Well, isn't she saying that goes into your subconscious?
But what does that mean? What does she mean by that?
You're on he. I'm with she.
I know.
She's saying that our behavior is predetermined by our brains and environmental triggers, and we are just along for the ride, IDK.
But isn't that us? If our brain is the one that's like, subconscious, that's us deciding it,
can
right?
Can we also say to all of our literature friends out there, don't assume I'm going to know every acronym. We got it with the IDK, but there's a lot out there.
Yeah.
I just saw FFS yesterday.
Hold on, FFS? That's Friends for, say, mm-mm. Summer. Mm-mm. Friends for Summer.
No. I think you have one of the words right in the
summer.
Wrong order. No.
Four.
Yep.
For fast sex.
Mm-mm.
For fast sex.
Mm-mm. Could have been. I don't think that's what it is.
What do you think it is?
For fuck's sake.
Oh, that is right.
It is?
That is right.
Okay.
Good guess.
Probably right.
I can't
Especially if you're ending it.
I'm embarrassed that my guess was Friends for Summer.
Did you have any of those?
I think I'm so in the pen pal brain right now. Friends for Summer makes sense.
Friends are friends for summer. If the sun's the lord of them.
Now, did your brain go, hey, I'm going to have him sing it at this time on this day? Or did you just decide
you
to do that?
You said something that made me think of Michael W. Smith, the rock Christian artist or smooth song, like singer-songwriter Christian rock artist.
Question.
Yeah, 1994.
Does this mean we can't be held accountable for our actions?
That's what I was going to say. Doesn't it end up kind of being a cop-out then?
I want to talk to Ryan.
Well, we can. Hopefully someday we will. That's another thing. Write us again.
We need to further... Ryan, we have to go further with this.
Where does it end?
Consider us...
So nobody's guilty of anything?
So just so people know...
It's not your fault you killed that man.
Right. Your brain, your subconscious wanted you to do it.
I accidentally said he a couple seconds ago.
He,
she.
She. But here's the thing. As pen pals, you guys are writing us these things to talk about. Our letter back to you is currently the show.
This is how we're writing you back.
This is how we're writing
you back.
You
can write us again.
feel free to. We're going to definitely spot it. We take a look at every single one of these things because we try to see what we think will be interesting to talk about. And I'll be honest, I truly thought in my heart that we chose to talk about this letter. But now here I am finding out that amongst, what did we say we got? We got 3,000 different letters.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm finding out that this was some predetermined thing in my brain made me choose the topic of free will. I mean, the irony in
but
that.
But here's what she says. But even though you think that was a free choice, your brain has already a preconditioned tendency. Well, a tendency is not a conviction.
Yeah.
So even if I like ramen because of my preconditioned tendency to like ramen, that doesn't mean that doesn't make me choose to do it. That just means I'm influenced to do that, right?
Yeah.
Would you agree
or
disagree?
I honestly don't know. I think it's such a philosophical question that it's one of those things that has no answer.
But you free know? Choice is different than predetermined affinity.
Here's something I've brought up here on Psychology Today, which, as you know, is
The foremost.
A website that I frequent.
Yeah.
Like dominoes, thoughts and actions are shaped by forces outside our control. Think of someone that you dislike. Let's call this person X.
Rory. Okay.
Okay. We'll call them person X.
Okay.
Now imagine that you were born with X's genetic material. That is, imagine that you had X's looks, body odor, inherent tastes, intelligence, aptitudes, etc. Imagine further that you had X's upbringing and life experiences as well. Mm-hmm. So imagine that you had X's parents growing up and that you grew up in the same country, city, and neighborhood in which X grew up, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind you dislike this person.
Sure.
Would you behave any differently from how X behaves?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Because what this author here writes.
Remember in Boys in the Hood?
Most people realize, perhaps after a moment of startled pause, that the answer to the question is no. You wouldn't behave any differently because you had the exact same everything.
Okay, yeah, but
that's interesting.
So what? I should like them?
We predetermine, Ryan. Home run.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to give her that credit.
Well, give him that credit then.
But do you... So, look, I know it's not exact, but how many times are, like, siblings raised in the exact same environment with the exact same parents? I know that not everything is exact, and one of them ends up with their shit together, and the other one ends up like me.
By the way, this what I just read to you is from Dr. Raj Raghunathan. Raghunathan.
Psychology Today.
On Psychology Today, just to make sure we credit who... You know, put this out there that
so
we're basically
Raj is saying
using and quoting.
Raj is saying that if you wouldn't dislike a person because they can't help the way they are.
Let me go further here. The question helps people realize that their thoughts and actions are determined entirely by their genetic and social conditioning. In other words, it helps people intuitively grasp the idea that free will is an illusion. That is crazy. That's crazy to think about. You grow up, someone you dislike, what a great way into like imagining it, like someone you truly hate.
Right.
You have their exact same life, upbringing, background, every influence. Would you be any different than
even,
they are?
Even if you were the same, then you probably, would you like yourself? Just because I understand why they are the way they are doesn't mean I like them.
But then you, or yeah, you got to wonder.
Or that I absolve them.
Well, that's the thing, too. Like, a person you dislike, do they agree with you? Are they like, I know, I hate myself, too? Or are they like, well, I don't know, I think I'm great. I actually dislike you.
So do you think any person who drastically changes their life was always going to do that anyway? So if somebody's, like, 350 pounds unhealthy
mm-hmm.
and then loses 200 pounds or mm-hmm. whatever, 180, whatever they end up, they're healthy-ish.
Just say 200.
I don't know, 150
good
is
God.
A
who
small
would care
person.
That? No, they're not.
Okay. You're right. Maybe I'm
why do either of us care about this detail?
We start arguing. How did they lose it? Do they actually feel better about themselves?
Well, let
on
me
the
ask
inside?
You which one of the because I'm still doing the South Beach diet. I'm still doing the South Beach diet.
Is that true?
Can we be honest? Since the late 90s, that's when I started the South Beach diet. I'm still doing the South Beach diet
on some level. Really,
it's all I do. I only do the South Beach diet.
Which is what?
I don't know.
Right.
I think it's no carbs, tons of meat.
Yeah, like paleo.
South Beach.
Okay. So my point is that, so what made them change and lose all that weight and change their life and their health patterns and when they were going to die? They didn't choose to do that? And if they didn't choose to do it, what? There was just some predetermined set of circumstances, like when you turn 36, you'll get your health in order.
I don't know. I think this question has, I think this...
Because people make drastic changes in their lives.
Yeah.
So if they don't have free will, why didn't they do that sooner?
Yeah.
Or not do it at all.
Yeah. God, I love this question. I didn't like it at the beginning, but then I was able to fight my free will.
You mean when we weren't greeted in any way, that part?
I think this was all a setup. I think that was to get us to this point. Good for you, Ryan.
More episodes?
What?
Choosing to do more episodes?
The only way we win this discussion, and it's not a competition.
I didn't think it was until now.
The only way we win this discussion with Ryan is if this truly is we don't do another episode.
But then she would say that we weren't going to anyway.
There's no winning. There's no winning or losing.
If my feeling is this, and I don't know if I'm going to be able to put this succinctly or not.
It's succinctly.
If you
the two C's together.
If you go down the path of saying you have no input as to the choices that you make, then you run the risk of doing nothing. So just do what you're going to do and don't worry about the motivation.
Well, that's why the Hole in the Ground gang can come in without any repercussions, because they didn't choose to do that. You know,
the styrofoam cup part,
the styrofoam cup gang.
why won't they call us the styros?
Every newspaper. God, look at this. It says Hole in the Ground.
That's
gang.
The thing. You don't get to choose your moniker.
Yeah. As a criminal.
Unless you're like the Zodiac.
Yeah. You got to make it very clear.
And you send in letters saying I'm the Zodiac.
If you guys could just call me the Zodiac, that'd be great. And they were like, do we do it?
Because wasn't the Son of Sam originally called like the 38 caliber killer?
We're going to have to go to the judges on that.
Who are they?
What a lot of people, well, here's the thing a lot of people don't know. We actually have a pool of judges that sits with us when we do these podcasts to decide if what we're talking about and what we're doing is
well, I don't know.
Legal and if it's funny.
Because Rye.
And informative.
Because she didn't say anything like goodbye or thanks. There's not really a good end to this, but do I even choose
44
that?
Caliber killer.
Okay.
You're way off.
You made like 5 true crime listeners extremely happy. And I'm not.
That's more than we had on Pound Cake. That's more listeners than we have for Pound Cake. I want to go. I don't know how to end the discussion of free will. So, Ryan.
You know what? You don't have to. It doesn't matter how you decide to do it or if you don't.
Ryan, message us again. We'll see if we can get back to this. Thanks, guy. And we will get back to it. And maybe let us know if we can contact you when we decide to hit this up again, either on this one or on one of our other smaller episodes. We'd love to engage with you and hear more of your take on where this topic comes from for you and why you... Why you send it to us, but we appreciate it. I'm everyone glad. Who sends anything, even if you wrote us and said you hate us, we appreciate any sort of contact.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate anything.
So let's get out of here. Before we go, I'd like to thank everybody who sends us letters. We can't get to all of them, but we do read all of them.
We are getting a lot, but it's not so many we can't keep up with them, and it's not just Dan and I looking into it. So if you send something, send it, and, you know— Maybe it's something that we can talk about and engage on for an extended period of time.
Don't put anything on yourself as far as an expectation. If you want to say something to us, don't worry about it. Oh, I'm not really going through anything right now, or I don't have a big question. That's okay.
We just talked about a crime gang that had nothing to do with Phil. He just sent it.
Right. And we got a good bit on Wayne Fetterman about it, but that's okay. All right, Rory. That's our letters for today.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
We really got to know some people today.
Yeah.
And what I always say, and you know that I always say this, when we get to know other people, we really get to know ourselves.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. That's a very good point. Thank you so much to everybody who sends us letters. We read all of them, and we can't wait to correspond with each of you. You can do that at The Pen Pals Pod on Instagram and Twitter, thepenpalspod@gmail.com, or you can mail us, if you really care, at 1700 West Burbank Boulevard, Burbank, California, 91506. Care of the Pen Pals Pod with
Rory Scovel
and Daniel Van Kirk. All right, we'll see you guys next time. Sincerely,
sincerely, the Pen Pals.
And friends of friends forever, if the Lord's the Lord of them. And a friend will not say never, 'cause the welcome will not end. Though it's hard to let you go, in the Father's hands we know that a lifetime's not too long.
It's a good show.